I want to read a few verses of scripture tonight out of the book of Genesis, chapter number 19. Genesis chapter number 19. When you get that, go with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 17. Genesis chapter number 19 and Luke chapter number 17.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Genesis chapter number 19, verse number 23. The Bible says, "The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." If you would go with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 17, verse number 32. One verse, Luke 17 and 32. Jesus is speaking. He said, "Remember Lot's wife." Remember Lot's wife. Let us pray together tonight. Lord, we give you glory and honor for your moving of your spirit that we felt in this camp, in every service, in every activity. Father, I pray that you'd continue to move during the course of this service that we're having now, the service that we're going to have later. Father, I pray that you'd touch the heart and the life of each person that's in this building. Have your way around the altars tonight, Father. We ask that your will be done, your voice be heard, your presence be felt. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we give you glory and honor. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Hosea, God was speaking and he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And Brother Goodwin called and asked us to come and asked if I'd speak at the youth for truth. And the Lord began to deal with my heart about this, these scriptures. And I began to think about what God said in the book of Hosea, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." I just want to just talk to you for just a few moments tonight. I know we don't have long. Just about a truth from the Word of God. Just about some truths that are from the Word of God. And God began to deal with my heart about these scriptures a while back. And if I could, for just a moment, I'd like to preach to you tonight. Being in the right place at the right time, but looking in the wrong direction. Being in the right place at the right time, but looking in the wrong direction. You know, in the book of Genesis chapter number 19, if you want to go back, you can read the story of Lot and everything that transpired in Sodom and Gomorrah and everything that happened in Lot's life. And if you go back and read that, you know there must have been something terribly important that took place that day. There must have been something terribly important that took place in Genesis chapter number 19. Because thousands of years later, the Lord himself, speaking about the last days and perilous times and everything that was going to happen upon the earth, while he was telling the disciples and everyone that would listen what was going to happen, the Bible said that Jesus made a statement. He said, "Remember Lot's wife." Something important must have happened with Lot and his wife if Jesus said, "Don't forget about what happened that day. Don't forget about what happened the day that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt." And you know it's probably been preached a thousand times, and most of you, some of you have probably been raised in church, and you've heard your pastor preach it, and you've heard evangelists and missionaries preach it. No doubt it's been preached thousands of times, and I've heard it so many times preached, and I've always had the picture of Lot. You know, Lot's running from the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, those cities, and he's trying to get away. And I've always had the picture, as the preacher's preaching it in my mind, of Lot walking up the side of the mountain, and he's got his wife by the hand, and they're fleeing from the wrath that's going to come, that God said everything. You know what's going to happen, fire and brimstone. The angel said, get out of the city. And I've always had the picture of them running up the side of that mountain, and all of a sudden she turns and she looks back and becomes a pillar of salt, and she loses everything. And I begin to read the scriptures, and God begin to deal with my heart, and I begin to realize that's not how it happened at all. I begin to realize that that's not what took place that day at all. You go back and read the story. Those angels came into that city, and they begin to talk with Lot, and they said, Lot, you need to flee to the mountain. We're going to destroy this place. God's judgment is about to rain down on Sodom and Gomorrah. You need to get as far away from this place as you can get. And the Bible said Lot was afraid that something was going to happen to him in the mountain. So he asked, he said, would it be okay if we just go to Zoar? And the Bible said, the angel said, we'd spare that city because you're going to go there. So God made that a safe place for Lot and his family to go into. God made Zoar a place of safety that Lot and his family could flee into, and they would not feel the wrath of God in Zoar. And I just want to preach to you for just a moment. They were in the right place at the right time. They wasn't struggling to get up the mountain. They were not struggling to get out of Sodom. They were not struggling to get out of Gomorrah. They made it to Zoar. The sun was risen up on the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. I want you to know tonight, there are a lot of people that are sitting, a lot of young people are sitting in the truth camp tonight, and no telling how long you've been coming, and you may say, I'm faithful to my home church. I'm there every Sunday morning. I'm there every Sunday night. I'm there every Wednesday night. I've been faithful during revival. I'm just there. I'm in the place of safety. I'm where I need to be when I need to be there. But I want you to know there's more to Christianity than just sitting on a pew on Sunday morning. There's more to serving God than just sitting on a pew on Sunday night. The Bible said the sun was risen when Lot walked into Zoar. They made it to safety. They made it where they needed to be. But I want you to know, for just one look in the wrong direction, she was where she was supposed to be. At the time, she was supposed to be there. But one glance in the wrong direction, and she lost everything while sitting in a safe place. She made it to where she needed to be, but because of one look to the world, she lost everything for one look. Sitting, if you could go this far, I just would like to relate it to you and I tonight. Sitting in truth camp, sitting in the house of God on a Sunday morning, on a Sunday night. I don't know what it is that may be captivating some of your attention. Maybe, you know, the brother did so well at 3 o'clock preaching and teaching about the music and all that, how it can captivate and motivate you and motivate your mind. And I don't know if that's what it is that maybe some of you are glancing at, and you may feel like you're just taking a look and everything's okay because you're still in the house of God and you're still dressing all right and you're still showing up on Sunday morning and you're still showing up on Sunday night. I just want to remind you of one thing tonight, that a one look can still cost you everything. One look can still cost you everything. The Bible said they made it, and from Zoar, she looked back and she became a pillar of salt. She lost everything for one glance. And God began to deal with my heart. And I began to wonder if one glance was really worth losing everything for. I wonder tonight, you may feel discouraged. You may be going through a lot of things, and maybe your home life or your spiritual life, whatever the case may be, And you may feel tempted just to glance back. You may feel tempted just to glance out. And you know everything in this world promotes that. You know everything in this world will promote that and tell you it's okay just to take a look. It's okay just to take a look. And I know what I'm preaching about tonight is the end of the story. You know, just about the end of the story of what happened with Lot and his wife and his family. We're just about to the end of what you're going to read about Lot. But if I could go back to the beginning of Lot for just a moment tonight and tell you that it didn't have to end that way, that it didn't have to be that way. But the Bible says that Lot abode and traveled with Abraham, a great man of God, the father of faith, where he was aware he needed to be at the time that he needed to be there, and God began to bless him so much, and there wasn't room enough in the same field to contain both of them. And Abraham said, Lot, we'll just split up and just get a little distance apart from each other, and everything will be all right. And Abraham gave Lot the first option as to where he would pitch his tent. And the Bible said that Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. The Bible said Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. I want you to know there's a great possibility you would never read about Lot's wife ever turning into a pillar of salt if Lot hadn't took a look at the world in the first place. I said we'll talk a lot about Lot's wife, and no doubt she lost her soul. No doubt she lost everything, but she lost everything because one day Lot looked one glance at the world, one glance at what sin had to offer away from the safety of Abraham's tent, and the next thing you read about, because of one look, he's lost daughters, he's lost son-in-laws, he's lost his wife, his life is a wreck, his family's been destroyed for one glance at sin. I wonder tonight if one look's really worth it. I wonder tonight if one look is really worth losing everything. I wonder if pitching one tent towards Sodom, I wonder if Lot ever thought about it, standing in Zoar, and he's lost everything, his family's in shambles, and everything's torn apart. I wonder if Lot ever thought, I wish I would have never pitched that tent towards Sodom. I wish I would have never taken that look at the world. Cost him everything. And there's a lot of people sitting in the house of God, a lot of young people. You're sitting in truth camp, and everything in this world is trying to entice you. And everything that Satan has to offer is trying to tempt you just to take your eyes off of Christ. Everything that Satan has to offer is trying to tempt you just to look one time. Oh, just take a glance. It won't hurt you at all just to take a glance. You can sit on the pew. You can still raise your hands. And you can still come to the house of God. And you don't have to change everything. Just take one look. I just wanted to warn you tonight, youth, for truth. This is the truth of the Word of God. One look. The Bible said the first thing Lot did was a look towards Sodom. The first thing he did, he was enticed to look. Then he felt like it'd be all right just to move in the city. He didn't have to be a part of it. He could just move in it. You know, one look enticed him to go a little bit further. And he moved in the city. Then the next thing you read, the angels are walking in, and you find Lot sitting at the gate of the city. And the men that sat at the gate were always the diplomats of the city. And first he looked, then he moved in but had nothing to do with it. The last thing you read about Lot in Sodom, he had become a member of that city. He had become a citizen of Sodom and Gomorrah. He had become a citizen of that, and it all sprang off of one look. I said it all sprang off of one look, off of one look at the world. I just feel like tonight the Lord has so burdened my heart with this that I just can't stress it enough. There's a lot of you that don't know me, and I don't know a lot of you, but I want you to know something tonight, that in the Word of God, it plainly teaches, it plainly exposes, and it plainly lets you and I know tonight that it's not worth it for one look at the world, that it's not worth it to pitch your tent towards Sodom. I don't care the temptation, no matter how the temptation beats at you and presses at you, and no matter the lies of Satan that tell you one look will never hurt you. You go back and read, it must have been something to it that Jesus said, don't ever forget about this woman. Don't ever forget about what happened on this day. She lost everything for just a look. She lost everything for just a look. And I wonder tonight how much power was in just one look. If one look caused her to lose everything, if one look caused Lot to lose everything, you may have glanced already. You may feel tempted to look in that direction tonight. You may feel weary. You may feel discouraged. I don't know what your life's like. I don't know what your home life's like. And you may feel tempted to look in that direction. I want you to know how powerful one look is. In the book of John, chapter number 3 and verse number 14, the Bible says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now, I told you tonight that just one look at the world, you can lose everything. I've told you tonight that at just one glance at the world, you can lose everything. But here in John chapter number 3, it plainly says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, that serpent was lifted up, and everyone that was bitten could look upon it, and they would instantly be healed. So also must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. What are you trying to say, preacher? You don't have to perish for one look at the world, because of one look in the direction of Christ, and you can live. You can live for one look in the direction of Christ. You can still overcome temptation. Does anyone still believe that in the house of God tonight? I said, does anyone still believe that in the house of God tonight? Just one look in the direction of Christ, and you can overcome every temptation. Is one look really worth it? God said, Lot, get out of Sodom. Bring your family with you, and we're going to spare you. You'll make it. You failed. You made mistakes. You pitched your tent toward that city. You can make it though, Lot. You've glanced at the world. You've moved in. You've become a citizen. But by God's grace and by God's mercy, God said you can make it. One condition, don't look back. One condition, just don't look back. I could just feel the Lord saying that tonight. Someone in the house of God, just don't look back. Just don't look back. You may feel tempted to, just don't look back. Just don't look back. You can make it. You may have glanced. You may have looked. You may have moved in. You may have started citizenship. But God said you can make it. Just don't look back. And you can make it. Listen, Lot lost a lot of things because of one look. But I want to remind you, he made it. I said, I want to remind you, he made it. He lost a lot of things for one glance at the world. But he made it because he didn't look back. That's what God's saying to you and I tonight. Don't look back and you can make it. You don't have to look into this world for entertainment. You don't have to look into this world. There's no fulfillment in this world. No fulfillment in this life. The only fulfillment is keep your focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is peace. He is joy. He is fulfillment. He is hope. He is everything that you need tonight. You don't have to glance towards Sodom. You don't have to look toward the world. You don't have to pitch your tent in the direction of the world. Most of all, you don't have to lose everything. You don't have to lose everything tonight. For one look at Christ overcomes every temptation. Let us stand tonight. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in your house. Father, we thank you that with every temptation, you've also made a way of escape. Father, thank you for the sacrifice that you made, that whosoever will, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have eternal life. And Father, I pray that you'd move upon every heart, on every life as we come to the altars tonight. I pray that you'd move upon every heart and every life represented here. And Father, those that are discouraged, those that are weary, those that are tempted, I pray that you'd give strength. I pray that you'd give strength not to turn around. I pray, Father, that you'd give strength not to turn around. Father, I ask you that you'd give strength that our focus might be upon you. Oh, God, that we might mount up with wings as eagles, as the preacher so well said. Father, move around these altars. Father, move in the remaining service. We give you glory and honor. Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight?